thanks for joining us. My name is Ibrahim Sani. You're watching Notepad. Very recently, I spoke to DNV talking about the transition or energy transition of a particular region and, of course, in Malaysia. And many more conversations that needs to be had. For instance, the Minister of Trade, Bilateral Trade of the UK, Minister Greg Hands. I spoke to him very recently last week, talking about how Malaysia and the UK can actually improve on items including renewable energy. So we continue on that topic of renewables energy, and of course we're talking about some sectors that might take a greater impact on this or could see a greater upside if they do adopt this. It's of course the hoteling industry. As we all know, hoteling industry is indeed making a comeback following post-pandemic. So here to talk about this more is, of course, Datuk Muhammad Guntur Mansor Tobeng, the founder of Gading Kencana Sdn Bhd. Datuk, let's talk a little bit more about the item that we briefly touched upon just now. Sure. We're talking about some of the sectors that could see a great upside if they do adopt renewables energy. Yeah. Maybe you can talk to us to that effect in terms of how hotel can actually benefit from renewable energy.
Thank you very much, Ibrahim. First of all, Malaysia Productivity Corporation has set up a unit, they call it Tourism Productivity Nexus. This task force is supposed to do study on increase on productivity of hotel and to increase the profitability. There are altogether about 4,700 hotel registered with the SSM, a company commission, and out of there about 388 are five-star hotel. 4,300 three-star and budget hotel. So the energy consumption that we look into the record is that 15% of their OPEX are from energy. So from ESCO, from the energy study, if their consumption of electricity is more than 5%, that means that their energy consumption is inefficient. So in order to reduce this energy consumption...
5% total OPEX.
Yeah, 5% to total OPEX. So they're supposed to reduce to 5% or 6% of the total OPEX. In order to do this, then government already provided a scheme, they call it Energy Audit Conditional Grant. Using this Energy Audit Conditional Grant, you can come in and do study and identify energy saving measure and you can implement the energy audit. To make matter worse, when the government introduced the energy tariff adjustment recently, for those who are in tariff C, C1, C2, commercial, and E1, E2, industry, these are the tariff the consumer which will be affected, which means that they will be imposed with a 20 cent surcharge. If now they are paying 36 cent, they will be paying 56 cent in beginning January 2023. So in order to overcome this issue, there are two recommendations that we identify. Number one, you have to do energy audit. So with energy audit, you have potential to save about 30% of your electricity consumption. For hotel, unfortunately, the condition of this energy audit is that in order for you to get the grant, you must be consumer of 100,000 kilowatt hour per month. Whereas the budget hotel, their consumption are normally about 220,000 kilowatt hour per month. So in that sense, that means that 388 hotel, we are five-star hotel, they consume about 1 million kilowatt hour per month. They are entitled for this grant. But the budget hotel who are bigger numbers, they are not entitled for it. So we are appealing for the government to open up and give this energy audit grant to the three-star and budget hotelier, so that they can also participate in this program and implement energy saving measure, and they can do it at a zero cost anyway. So these are the area, the recommendation that we want to put to the government.
So who in the government we're talking about? Is it the Energy Commission or somebody else?
Okay. Energy Audit Grant is a mechanism introduced by SEDA, Sustainable Energy Development Authority. In order to apply for this grant, you must engage REEM, Registered Electricity Energy Manager. We have about 1,800 REEM available in the market. So you can engage, hoteler can engage any one of these REEM to become their applicant, to apply for them, fill in the form, and then they can give you approval and you can implement energy audit. So the result of the energy audit, they will come in three forms. Number one is the no-cost measure, low-cost measure, and high-cost measure. The low-cost measure is very simple, switch off when you are not using it. The medium cost measure, one of them. Yeah? The medium cost measure is where you do maintenance. You clean the filters, you clean the filter, you maintenance of it, heat exchanger, you maintain it. And number three is high cost. High cost is where you change the equipment. So in order for you to implement this energy saving measure, it involves some cost to the hotelier. But under the government, under the Energy Commission regulation, they have registered about 150 investors. They call it ESCO company. So this ESCO company are willing to come in and do it at zero cost and share the saving with the hotelier. So in this sense, it's a win-win situation. Government wins, ESCOs win, and the hoteliers will reduce their cost. So over 5 years, then the system can be handed over to the hotelier.
All right, but my question was, who in the government that you're lobbying to change the policy right now?
Yeah, number one, SEDA. Number two, Energy Commission. Number three, Ministry of Renewable Energy and Natural Resources, Environment and Climate Change.
So these three parties are supposed to hear your plea,
yes,
and see how they can actually extend the subsidy over to the budget hotels.
That's right.
What was the reasoning that came about first hand when it comes to allowing only for hotels more than 10,000 kilowatts per month? Yeah.
We have a regulation by Energy Commission to enforce that any large power consumer. Large power consumer means is an act, is a regulation which says that those consumer who consume more than 6 million kilowatt hour per 6 months. They are supposed to engage a renewable energy. They are supposed to engage a registered electricity energy manager to make sure they can identify the saving and implement saving cost reduction of 10% every year. So from that regulation, then they bring down they develop this energy audit conditional grant for these people in this category. But now with the introduction of the new tariff, introduction of the new surcharge of 20 cent, I think the energy audit grant should be given to all the sector in the business community, the C, the affected category, yeah, even the C, the E category, and the B category, because the ICPT of 3.7 cent is still being charged for those in this business category. So that's very important for us to maintain our competitiveness in the region as well as to make it more profitable for the business.
What would be some of the, hindrance or the challenge in terms of getting them to change this policy following this being a child policy or the parent policy earlier?
Yeah, I think time, introduction, when they introduced this surcharge paper was prepared during the previous government. The adjustment
which,
was
which
made.
Which previous government? Sorry, let's be clear on that. You have three previous governments.
Issues, we are industry player. Issues about renewable energy and energy efficiency has been a topic. We're supposed to introduce an Energy Efficiency Conservation Act in the parliament last year so that we can do this program more easily supported by an act. But unfortunately, it was not able to present last year because due to general election and so on. So the new government come in and the tariff revision was supposed to be done, but they changed it into adjustment of the tariff with 20 cent surcharge. So impact on this is about 40% increase on electricity tariff on the affected consumer sector. So in order to mitigate this issue, I think this is one of the options that the industry would like to propose.
Okay.
And the other area besides energy efficiency, renewable energy is also another sector. We have a net energy metering scheme where you put solar panel on the rooftop. I see Astro, so you have done the installation.
Yeah.
So what we can do is that you engage a registered PV investor to come and invest on the solar panel, and then you put on the hotel rooftop. If the hotel is paying 50.9 cents at the moment tariff, so having solar panel on rooftop, the investor can give you a lower tariff than what you are paying. So first you get free installation, free investment, then you got saving on the tariff, so you can both win-win situation. But then the collection of the tariff, you can ask TNB to do the collection for you under TNB Act, under SARE, Supplementary Agreement of Renewable Energy Agreement.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll go for a short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more on the topic of renewable energy. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Datuk Guntur Mansur Tobeng, the founder of Gading Kencana Sdn Bhd. When we talk about cost savings, we're also talking about investment outlay. You were talking about some of the necessity in terms of how this can be done with the capital expense to be reduced following this kind of government grants. My question here is, what would be some of the other costs that this sector needs to think about when it comes to energy transition towards cleaner energy?
Yeah. We have, our government, we have a clear plan on the energy transition. We have, by 2025, we're supposed to do 31%. 31% of energy will come from renewable energy. By 2030, 45% energy will come from renewable energy. By 2050, we're supposed to go net energy metering. In order to implement this, government already have a plan. By 2025, 6,000 megawatt or 20% of energy transition will come from renewable energy, which means hydro, solar, and so on. Yeah. And in solar program, you have large-scale program where they do 500 megawatt every year. They open up for bidding 500 megawatt. And for the rooftop system, they also have 500 megawatt. Whenever the quota has been depleted, the government will put in another one. Like the for commercial industrial sector, first they introduced 300 megawatt. It was finished in 4 months. So they introduced another 300 megawatt. And today, we're supposed to finish the whole quota by 2023, and we are progressing very well according to the plan.
Yeah, but my question is, what would be some of the considerations that businesses have to think about on top of these kind of grants that has been given out?
As far as grants, you see, it's very unique in the energy efficiency sector. It's very unique. You have a complete ecosystem, but you don't have demand. Ecosystem means what?
Demand
means,
as in people want to change.
Yes, companies who want to change. Number one, you have ESCO. Human capital, talent has been trained. We have 1,800 energy manager available. Number two, you have investor. You registered 150 investor. Number three, fund. We have MDB allocated 200 million of fund for this, for the ESCO to take the loans and implement. Number four, you also have training center, SEDA. They provide competent energy manager. They provide competent grid connect PV system designer system, and so we have a complete ecosystem there. What we didn't have is the demand for it. For
we
the
need to we need to talk a lot more on that, because yeah. When SEDA came on my show, they were talking about the kind of grants that has been given out. Right. But perhaps my mistake, I didn't ask them about the demand or the need for industry who wants this.
Right.
Why is there no demand?
If you look at the total demand of electricity in Malaysia, now our demand recorded about 18,000 megawatt. During the pandemic, the demand went down to 11,000 megawatt.
Okay.
And the number are increasing. And then when we start...
Which number? The 18,000?
The maximum demand, the demand is getting more and more.
Okay.
Yeah? So, which means to say that the demand is there, the increase is there. But the awareness of the energy efficiency is not very there. Because whenever you a CFO receive an electricity bill from Tenaga Nasional, you just pay. If you don't pay, your electricity will be disrupted.
Does it come down to that? Like what you're paying now, X amount is 18% or 15%. Now, right. You know, you're supposed to pay 5%. So right. Get it done. Right. So as a CFO,
right.
You're looking at something at 15%, right. You know, whatever that amount is. And then, hey, 5% is just 1/3 of that.
Right.
Maybe that's the awareness right there from the bill.
Normally, whenever we do awareness outreach program in the market, company will send their maintenance manager, their charge man, their technician, and so on. So these are the people who cannot make that decision, who decide. So whenever you go up, you know, 5% of, say, 1 million a year is also a lot of money from 15%.
Yeah.
But I must tell you, the 5-star hotel, their energy management are quite good. But the biggest challenge is at the budget hotel. Their bill can go up to, you see, 70% of electricity in a budget hotel or 3-star hotel are all going to air condition.
Okay.
Whereas the for the 5-star hotel, it's only 55% to 58% of the bill, of the pie chart bill, go to HVAC, heat, ventilation, and air conditioning system. So there we have to do some more engagement with the owner or with the operator, so that they are more aware of the energy consumption, because we're talking about.
So what you need right now is a rather talented, vocal, a bit more creative advocate,
right.
in terms of getting people to transition towards clean energy.
Right.
That's more or less it.
That's more or less it. Yes, correct.
So how are we coming along with that creative whatever advocate?
Well, we have a lot of association. I'm one of them, but there are many more. We have Malaysia PV Industry Association. They do a lot of roadshow. Every year we have roadshow. We engage with the industry. We go to industry. We go state by state. That's one. That's why the solar PV take up is very fast, very big. The demand is very big. But the only problem in the solar part is the regulation, whereby the Energy Commission put a condition of 75% of maximum demand only. You cannot put 100% of your demand, but you can only put up to
75%. Well, what's with this restriction?
We were told that it was due to the grid stability, grid security, and so on. But I think they should be more open. They should be more open and open up and give up more. Give more. Opportunity for the large consumer to be able to reduce more energy from solar, because if you are paying 50 cent, the LCOE for solar is much less than the tariff.
I have no idea in this industry, of course, but you're an expert in this industry. But would it be easier if we roll this out to residential a lot more? Because when people see things at their home, then they can implement this at the workplace.
There's pro and cons over there. The residential sector, although you have 51% of the demand for electricity come from residential sector, but there are different strata. In the domestic tariff, A tariff, you have five category, 21 cent. If you use up to 200 kilowatt hour, 21 cent, 31 cent, and the highest one is 57 cent. Mm. The 57 cent are all the T20 group, who normally have aircon, who normally have swimming pool, compressor, and so on, and their bills are one. There are about 180,000 customers who pay more than 1,000 ringgit bill every month.
Residential.
So these are the target group that we want to tap, and it's very difficult. So we have been proposing to the government. We have got credit card payment term. We have got interest-free loan and so on. But still, take up is not as good. So we have been proposing to the government that you should install a solar panel and deduct the cost of solar panel from the electricity bill. So for the industry, the SARE, Supplementary Agreement for Renewable Energy, is being implemented.
Yeah.
But for the domestic market, it was not implemented. So we have been proposing to the government that to the ST, to even to the minister, the previous two ministers, say that, can we implement
the previous two ministers?
the two previous governments. Yeah. So I introduced the idea, but there was no take up from the government. So I hope this time around with the Madani government, probably we can do that so that people can pay use renewable energy, green energy, solar energy at a cheaper rate than tariff, and contribute to the reduction of carbon emission.
One could argue that this ministry is a little bit more dynamic because of the climate change aspect in it.
Right.
Do you believe that is going to be a little bit more optimism in terms of the ministry building policies that is, I guess, favorable to what the market needs?
Yeah, because the renewable energy sector is moving very dynamically. First, we have solar. Before we introduce solar, we have feed-in tariff, and then we have net energy metering, then we have large-scale solar, and so on. So today, when large-scale solar is about like commodity already. We have about 222. We have about 222 registered PV service provider. These are competent people registered with SEDA. They can do the installation for you. That's a lot. And you also have about 250 PV investor, so who are willing to come invest on your rooftop and sell to you electricity at cheaper tariff than the grid. So everything is already there. But what we need over here is that, number one, the easy payment scheme for the easy access to the system for the domestic market. For the commercial industry, it's already there. People are using it, and the demand is very high. First, government introduced 300 megawatt. It was finished in 4 months. Now, government introduced another 300 megawatt. The balance of today, after 2 years, is only about 122 megawatt. So the demand is very good. But for the energy efficiency, very slow. Even though you have energy audit grant, you do it, but ESCO to implement the energy performance contracting, the zero capex investment program, is still very slow. So those are the areas that you can do. And then the next move is the renewable energy certificate. We have high quality factory manufacturing investment coming to Malaysia. They say we want renewable energy. But since you don't have renewable energy to inject direct to my factory, can I buy carbon offset? We call it REC, renewable energy certificate. So now, the government has already started a new scheme. They call it Corporate Green Power Power Program. So in this program, a developer, solar farm developer like me, before I can get a license, I must make confirm off-taker for the carbon. So meaning I have to look for corporate consumer who are willing to buy my carbon from the plant. Then I'll be given the license to set up my plant. So I think this is also a good program that is good for on the renewable energy. But the energy efficiency, we need to do more on that side.
Do you feel that there are some overlapping roles in terms of, say, for instance, Energy Commission, the Ministry, and other regulators that may be involved, in fact, Tenaga as well? Do you feel that there could be some a better collaboration or even a dissolution of some of the bodies in order for us to streamline the policy making and regulations of energy here in Malaysia?
I think they are all in sync. Everybody is complementing each other's roles. What we don't have is the willpower, the political willpower to implement certain policy. And you know, in solar industry, we're talking about 50,000 employment opportunity. For every megawatt peak installed, you need 30 packs. If you have 600 megawatt, you need about 18,000 workers to do an installation. And we are grateful that SEDA implement this program, and then HRDF are giving some incentive for those who participate in this program. So we have abundance of talent in the market who can implement this program.
Yeah, but not advocates or marketeers on this.
We need some more. We need to do more. We need more.
Okay, finally, the question of timeline. Where do you see, yes, you were mentioning about the government's timeline in terms of rolling out this energy transition program, but on the real adoption level, what would be some of the ideas that you can share with us in terms of your gut feel on the take-up rate, knowing that the industry wants to continue on with status quo and you guys want change and that transition is not really happening quite fast?
I think the tariff adjustment is an impetus to spur more renewable energy adoption in the industry. Although in other part of the world, maybe in Europe and US, they are looking at renewable energy as a green solution. They don't mind to pay a premium.
Yes.
But in Malaysia, we still look at something cheaper than what they are paying now.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
Why not we impose, talk to the government saying that if in the industry does not adopt, they will pay severe penalty in terms of or
you know, probably in the next budget, government can start looking into carbon tax.
Yeah.
Where if you use too much electricity, like 50%, then you'll be imposed certain surcharge.
And there you go.
And so on.
So you disincentivize people to continue on with the status quo. You incentivize people to move forward.
That's correct.
A bit punitive to speak, but no, honestly.
You don't have to start big. You can start small as carbon tax. So it's already opening up that because we already have a REC implemented. We need more talent in our REC industry because today, a lot of companies from overseas, like Singapore, come, they want to buy our carbon from our factory, our plant.
Yeah.
But the large scale solar carbon belong to TNB because we signed the PPA. But the NEDA grant is ours, so we can trade on that one. So those are the areas that... And then, in fact, government should open up, Energy Commission should open up more on renewable energy, like we talk about peer-to-peer. So we have got customer who want to buy but cannot afford. Can I share with my neighbor to put one system on the rooftop?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, so that's called peer-to-peer. So that's program has been tested on alpha, on a beta scheme. But now it's supposed to be ready. We should look into that. Number one. Number two is the third-party access. Third-party access meaning like cement plant who pay RM1.5 million bill a month in order for them to run the plant.
Yeah.
So they should be allowed to buy directly from the industry.
Yeah.
And then we have been negotiating with the TNB about wheeling charges. I have solar farm in Bidor. I have a customer who is in Kulim. They want in Penang, they want to buy. They can buy from me. I pay to Tenaga Nasional a wheeling charges to send my energy right to them.
And right on the you pay the carriage fee so to speak.
So there are many mechanisms that can be done in order to open up more. And I'm sure I'm sure if this happens, then we're going to achieve our net zero carbon objective earlier than 2050.
Do you feel that there's a lot more that needs to be done? Of course, but do you feel that the people in charge are the right people to do the job?
Maybe they have to balance between the market demand, the grid stability, grid security and affordability. As far as affordability is concerned, the LCOE for solar, levelized cost of energy solar, is definitely cheaper than the tariff, so it could be open. And then maybe we have to pay some contribution for grid or transmission cost or operation, efficient operation of the system. That can be some percentage of the system, then it can be on your own.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much for coming over, talking about this. I don't think that this is a full stop conversation. We need to continue on with this conversation. It's a few months from now. Maybe
it's
after
exciting,
budget. Once the carbon budget, carbon tax has been introduced. But for now, that was our conversation with Dato' Muhammad Guntur Mansor Tobeng, the founder of Gading Kencana Sdn Bhd. If you want to learn more about this, head on to Sedar or head on to Suruhanjaya Tenaga and learn more about that. For now, my name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.